Hello and welcome to this week's Journal Sport podcast. I'm your host, Fraser Bell, and today we'll be talking about the latest news in our sports section. What's next for P&E after Tuesday night's defeat to Brentford, and can Hoppers achieve promotion this season? It's the ice hockey playoffs this weekend, and we've caught up with Blackburn Hawks rising star, Michael Alexander, to see what he makes of Hawks' chances. Tom Boardman is set for his first race in the World Touring Car Championship. Find out how we think it will go. And we'll also be chatting a bit about the England manager situation. This week, I'm joined by Jack Gawn.
Hello.
Scott Shaw.
Hello.
And Jessica Nightingale.
Hello.
Let's the show begin. The only one place to start, and that's with P&E after last night's dreadful defeat.
Yeah, they were
Yeah,
abysmal.
You were there, Jack. How was it?
They were completely abysmal. They can't string three passes together, and they were blown away by a quite an attractive-looking Brentford side who played good counter-attacking football. Who had a massive striker up front who had pace and power, and Preston's defence couldn't handle with him, to be honest.
So, what do you guys think is going wrong at Preston at the minute? Because when Wesley came in, there was obviously this air of optimism around it after he had so much success with Stevenage. What's going wrong?
I think the problem with Wesley, I think it's just a job too far for him. If you've come from a club like Stevenage where the expectations aren't that, well, not that high, and he'd overachieved for years and years. I think he came into Preston expecting success, to be honest, straight away. He came in with this big bravado about how he was going to change things very quickly. I don't think he was aware that he had to manage a lot of egos within the camp. And it's, I don't know, his attitude has backfired on him slightly and very, very quickly.
Scott, would you say maybe it's a case of a big fish in a small pond at Stevenage? And now he's gone to being a big fish in a big pond, or would you not describe Westie as a big fish at all?
Well, Stevenage is about, are they fifth or sixth now in the league?
Yeah, they're around the playoffs in the league, yeah.
Yeah, back in September, I think Preston was second, and to go from second to 15th in such a relatively small time is really bad.
So that's surely down to the failings of Phil Brown, though, as well. And did a great start to the season.
Well, when Wesley took over, they were 6 points behind the playoffs with the game in hand.
Well, yeah.
I think if they'd stuck with Phil Brown, I think they would have at least made the playoffs. But I think the argument is that they were expecting automatic promotion this year, which is probably, I think they would have been punching above their weight had they got automatic.
Well, there's plenty of good sides in that league, isn't there? Both Sheffield, Huddersfield.
Quite a lot of them are big spenders as well, and Preston don't have the money to spend big anymore. So
obviously, after the Tuesday's defeat, they're concerned about relegation. Well, the concerns about relegation have come back. They went away for a little while. Do you think they're realistic?
I mean, the gap between the bottom four and Preston is closing each week. I know Walsall won against Colchester on Tuesday and Preston lost, so